You may have heard earlier this week that the Two Oceans Aquarium had been inundated with stranded turtle hatchlings. It's because of the stormy weather over the past weekend. And as their team heroically cares for, well, which was over 300 of these tiny survivors at one point, there really couldn't be a better time for the announcement that came last night that a brand new turtle conservation centre is going to be built at Granger Bay. It's going to form part of the new 20 billion rand development, which, as you know, the V&A Waterfront recently announced. Remember, we were talking to the Aranjuez City Farm Market about how they will move as part of that project. Well, last night at the One Blue Heart event, Waterfront CEO David Green announced that they have committed to locating and building this beautiful new turtle conservation centre right there smack bang in the middle of it on the water's edge. It's going to be the first of its kind in Africa. It is going to be in a class of its own. And it's a great pleasure to have in studio with us today. I call her the Turtle Whisperer, but officially she's Talitha Noble-Trull, the Conservation Manager of the Two Oceans Aquarium Education Foundation. And Talitha, I know you've stepped away from absolute chaos at the aquarium this afternoon. Thank you for making time to pop in.
It's so lovely to see you again, Papa.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for both hosting me last night and taking me around this morning. I mean, it really gave me a new perspective on the work that you're doing. As we speak, roughly how many turtles are in your care?
So we've just about half an hour ago had about 30 more that came in, which brought our numbers up to about 340. But this morning we flew 70 little babies up to Durban for continued care at Ushaka. So we're sitting, I mean, no one knows really, but somewhere around 280, I think, on site.
Okay, so some coming in, some going out. And I mean, this is all because of the stormy weather. I mean, this is literally 300 turtles washed up in the last 5 days. That is an extraordinary event, isn't it?
Quite, yeah. So it's all been really since Monday. We are in our turtle stranding season, so we do normally receive stranding turtles anywhere from 20 to around, 100 or 200 over the course of about 4 or 5 months.
Sure.
So, yeah, this number in such a short period of time is the first I've ever experienced.
Do you want to maybe just briefly explain how they come to be on our shores? As you said, there is such a thing as turtle stranding season. It is part of the sort of the natural process. What's happened now is an anomaly. But in general, why do baby turtles wash ashore?
Yeah, good question. So in South Africa, we have two types of turtles that actually nest on our coastline. Okay. That particularly happens in the really northern parts of KwaZulu-Natal. And that sort of process of nesting happens October, November, December. Takes a couple of months for these little babies to incubate and then they hatch. And when they hatch, they go down the beach, you know, the seabirds, everything's like trying to eat them. And so they're born into this wild, intense time of life. And when they hit the ocean, they hit the warm Agulhas current. And this current, which is one of the fastest in the world, is moving southward towards us. So these little babies are riding this current all the way down the coastline, but they are in warm water, which is good. Mm-hmm. Still being attacked by everything and sadly also eating all the things that are floating, including plastic. Yeah. So as they reach our south coast, they then get pushed out of that warm water and get washed up on our shoreline with winds and storms.
And in that process, I mean, what a shock to go from a nice, warm, fast-moving current that's merrily tracking you along and then, boom, you're washed out into very cold water in some cases. Big shock to the system. They're in quite bad condition by the time they wash up naturally. This anomaly of stormy weather has been a little different. You said this morning that quite a number of the turtles that have come in are actually in better condition than they would traditionally, having had that shock of the change of water temperature. Have they literally been blown out of the current onto the beach?
Possibly to a certain extent. Yeah. So the winds would have pushed these turtles into the cooler coastal waters. But I think normally that process can take quite a long time and the turtles slowly decline. They become thinner. They become very, very weak and then they wash up.
Right.
I think the winds just really sped that process up, which means they actually are in better condition. So many of them aren't as dehydrated or as compromised as they would be if there was that slower decline.
Right. Yeah. But they all still need to be checked one by one by your vets and looked after and their cuts nurtured and all of that stuff. And I mean, the call went out earlier this week for ice cream tubs. Do you want to explain why you needed ice cream tubs?
So we have capacity for about 140 little turtles. And so obviously we don't have enough tank space for all of these turtles. And so the ice cream, and as you mentioned, each turtle is its own patient, so needs to be identified. Mm. And we keep them separate because they also have infections and stuff that they can pass on to each other. So we need little homes for each little turtle. And very temporary solutions are having these ice cream tubs with like shallow layers of water and having those floating in bigger tanks as a very temporary solution. So the ice cream tubs were really needed, and we were absolutely blown away by how Cape Town has responded and fantastic, provided us with tubs.
Fantastic. Thank you to everybody who responded so quickly. You know, the stat which really astonished me this morning, Talitha, was when you said how difficult it is for these little guys to survive even in the best conditions. I mean, you've already described that moment of being born into peril with a bird descending on you trying to eat you for lunch before you even make it to the water. Won't you share with our listeners the stat you told us this morning? Of every 1,000 turtles that hatch, how many actually make it to adulthood?
Only one or two. Which
out of
is,
1,000.
Yeah, quite remarkable. And really, it's what their life strategy is that even though only one or two make it, those one or two that do survive are able to contribute to their populations in such a remarkable way. I mean, adults live to over 60. They can be nesting and really adding to their numbers for decades. So what's really been sort of really tragic for the populations of sea turtles is that the adults who do make it, the one or two that have survived, are also the ones who've been impacted by ghost fishing gear and plastic pollution. And so, yeah, one of the reasons why we're seeing all seven species of turtle endangered.
And we get five of those seven in South African waters.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Nice.
I was taking notes. I mean, Talitha, all of this, I'm going into this level of detail because to me this morning it so aptly demonstrated why you need this new Turtle Conservation Centre. Besides the amazing things it's going to do from an educational perspective, your space is under huge pressure. We know that extreme weather events are likely to increase. So the chances are you're going to have to deal with this kind of unexpected onslaught more than once in the future. And the fact that everybody opened their hearts and arrived with their ice cream tubs and also pledged over 160,000 rand in 4 or 5 days to help you care for these turtles, I mean, it tells me that there are people with a heart for these creatures, that they recognize the value of what they're doing, that your team is doing. They want the turtles to be looked after. They want to be part of this good news story. And I mean, that feeds into now let's talking about why you decided you needed a bigger new facility. So just to be very, very clear, the Two Oceans Aquarium is staying where it is and will continue to be the amazing place it is to go and visit. This is going to be a second, entirely separate facility that is going to be dedicated to turtle conservation. Tell us what the vision is for what will happen in that center.
Oh, I have goosebumps. It's such a dream to come true to have had David sort of publicly announced this last night. But the aquarium wasn't built as a turtle conservation center. Mm. So the spaces that we're using for turtles right now were built as quarantine tanks to house fish. And we've adapted them and done well with that. But what we're wanting to do is have enough space, like you said, to care for the what will be increasing numbers of turtles that come to us, but also to have a space where people can engage and see. As you also said, like the little turtle holds so much magic. I mean, it's so easy to fall in love with, and they represent such hope when it comes to what we can do to help protect the oceans. They also represent the impact that we have, which is negative, but they sort of show that they can overcome. And having a space that is a space where people can see that work and see the behind the scenes working of how does the water move and what are the vets doing and seeing the turtles go through the different stages of care. And then while they're doing that, also be prompted into what the turtle represents in many different sort of cultures, but also what it represents for conservation.
Yeah.
And hopefully a place that'll be like a sanctuary, obviously a space like that for turtles, but a sanctuary for humans where we can feel refreshed and like there is sort of, yeah, motivated to keep going.
I just think it's a most wonderful opportunity to to create the human ambassadors of the future. Mm. You and your team have done such a wonderful job over the years, Talitha, of creating the animal ambassadors. Why do I say that? Because the minute we start talking turtles, Cheryl WhatsApps to ask, hey, is anybody able to track Bob anymore? And somebody asks, what has happened to that turtle and this turtle? And, you know, the demonstration this morning, I don't even know if you're aware of it, as we finished our conversation this morning and we walked back into the main exhibit area, there was a little girl. The first visitors were just arriving at the aquarium, and a little girl of sort of 3 or 4 ran up to that window. She said, Mommy, Mommy, look, there's a sea turtle. She was as excited as if she had literally just seen Nemo for the first time. And that wonder, that sense of the storytelling you have woven into them has been done so well. To have the opportunity to now broaden that access and turn those little girls into the ambassadors of the future, to change human behavior, to reduce the impact we're having that puts them at risk, I think is such a huge opportunity. So let's talk about what it's actually going to take. Talitha, the development is still in public participation process. This is the whole waterfront development at Granger Bay. You're hoping to break ground how soon? I mean, what's the timeline you're looking at?
2 to 5 years. Okay. I think optimistically, we're hoping that by the end of 2026, that we'll be able to have something. But this, because it's in public participation, we're not too certain of the exact dates yet. What we do know is that it's part of the first phase of the Granger Bay development.
Okay.
So it's other parts of that first phase are already sort of starting. So yeah. Very exciting.
Okay. So maybe if everything goes brilliantly well and on time, end of 26, beginning of 2027, we might even be able to visit. Funding to get you there, the waterfront providing the location and building the building, which you will then lease from them. But it'll be on the Two Oceans Aquarium Foundation, Education Foundation, to kit it out. State-of-the-art veterinary facilities, training facilities, the educational aspect. I would imagine that's going to be a fairly large bill.
Yes. yes, we're going to have to do a good amount of fundraising for that. Hopefully get a funder on board of some kind. But what's also really nice is it's a once-off target. Once we are open, we will also be able to hopefully look after ourselves through ticket sales, because it will also be a visitor experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so keep your ears posted for the appeals for fundraising efforts that are no doubt going to follow. But what wonderful news to know that we're going to have what is going to be really unique, not just in Africa, but in the world, Talitha. I know you've just come back from the International Sea Turtle Symposium, and you've been chatting to everybody who works in this field. There are very few facilities of this standard anywhere in the world, are there?
It's difficult to say with complete certainty, but there's lots of facilities that are rehabilitating turtles. To create a space, though, which is what we're wanting to do, a space that is a completely lived experience where the floor you walk on, like the food in the restaurant, what you can buy in the gift shop, is all practicing what it's preaching, where it's all a lived experience of how it is that we as humans should be. That's not something I've seen anywhere else. And then that sort of woven with the sort of African concept of this being a facility at the tip of Africa, but also a resource for Africa, for our turtle work across the continent. And then in this waterfront neighborhood with this annual stranding season, I think it's just going to be incredible.
Well, what I can say is good luck to you and your team. I know you've got a few still very busy weeks ahead of you as you deal with the current 300-odd little hatchlings that you're caring for. Thank you to all of the people who have responded with donations of ice cream tubs and of money. Quickly, before we go to news, somebody's asking what will happen to the ice cream tubs after the turtles are free. Obviously, this is the Two Oceans. They're not going to be discarded into landfill. We know that much. Have you thought that far ahead?
It's a good question. The back of my mind, I have been wondering. Yeah. So we would love to get ideas as to how we could. We will still be needing ice cream tubs. We use them to transport the turtles within the facility.
Okay.
So we certainly will be utilizing a lot of them for a long time to come. But we will have surplus. And so, yeah, if there's good ideas as to how we can be smart in repurposing them or donating them or sharing them, then that would be appreciated.
Then just reach out and let them know. Talitha, thank you so much for making time to pop into studio with all you've got on your plate right now. Please keep in touch with the development of this wonderful new Turtle Conservation Centre. I'd love to hear what our listeners think of the idea. Would you be excited to go and visit a space like that? Will you be lining up to buy a ticket for the opening day? Talitha, the Turtle Whisperer, Noble Chul, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.